It's a dubious honour, but new research suggests that India's capital, New Delhi, has overtaken Beijing when it comes to air pollution. Over the past few months, the city has been shrouded in smog, leaving a blanket of dust and causing a high rate of respiratory problems. Our South Asia correspondent Michael Edwards reports from New Delhi.
This winter, Delhiites have woken up almost every morning to a thick blanket of smog. It smells of smoke and leaves a layer of gritty dust upon almost everything out in the open. It slows down traffic and even forces the airport to shut down at times. It's gotten so bad that many are saying Delhi is worse than Beijing when it comes to air pollution. We caught up with Roshni Hegerman as she braved a particularly smoggy day for an early morning run.
Yeah, I lived in Beijing for 2 years, and you can see a visible difference here where it's much more dense in terms of the pollution.
Most of the smog is generated by the 8 million cars on Delhi's roads, but it's also exacerbated by construction dust, open fires people burn for warmth, and hundreds of brick kilns on the outskirts of the city. Chandra Bhushan is from New Delhi's Centre for Science and Environment.
This winter, the air quality in Delhi was actually very, very bad. If the same kind of air quality was there in some of the European countries, they would have stopped the city.
There's been much scientific debate over the past few weeks as to how accurate the city's monitoring standards are. Chandra Bhushan stands by his group's claims about the smog, and he says Delhi has the unwanted honour of being one of the world's most polluted cities.
No, it's a very bad honour to have. In fact, what we see in the last 10 years that Beijing has tried to do much more to combat air pollution, largely because of huge international media, you know, highlighting this issue about Beijing air pollution. In Delhi, in last 10 years, we seem to be losing the battle for air pollution.
The other big effect is on people's health. The CSE found that this winter, many more people, especially the old and the very young, check themselves into hospital suffering from respiratory problems. People stay indoors when they can and if they have the option. Shaili Aurora does her best not to expose her young son to the pollution.
I have a young child who's about 5.5 years old, and you know, it is hard when you go out and see, you know, all the smog and the pollution, and you don't know what's going in. And so I think from a health perspective, it is a bit dangerous.
Delhi's government is being urged to act. Environmental groups want it to consider pollution reduction measures, including a restriction on the number of cars and trucks allowed onto the roads. This is Michael Edwards reporting from New Delhi for Saturday AM.